have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Me a while to get to this place. I'm so glad I'm in this phase, accepting all my flaws, embracing authenticity. 'Cause there's nobody quite like me. Oh, I like being me. Who I'm created to be. Original, not
be the glory. It is Thursday and we are thankful. Yes, it's been a very interesting week. A very, 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 very interesting week, my friends. It has been. But before we get into that, I want to say thank you for joining us on this evening or whatever time of day you join us. We thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I am Loretta Petit and this is The Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life, from Ministry to Marketplace. And we know that there is a win and a lose opportunity at every decision. Are we making good ones or not? And we all fall into both categories. We all fall into both categories. There are times we make great decisions and there are times we just don't. But nevertheless, we can still get up, dust ourselves off, and win on our journey at life, right? So from ministry to marketplace and everything in between, as women, we wear a whole lot of hats. We wear a whole lot of hats. So thank you again for joining us. If you'd like to reach out and touch me, you can. Send your email to LorettaReviews@gmail.com. LorettaReviews@gmail.com. And just keep trying. Don't give up on me. I'm constantly cleaning out that mailbox. So, you know, just don't give up. Just keep trying to reach out. And once I see that you have, I will definitely respond to you. Let us have a word of prayer. Father, we come to thank you. We bless your name and honor you for this blessed opportunity. And God, we lift your name up and magnify you in the sight, the ears, and the being, the experience of the people. Dear God, we want them to know that we are saved and we're not ashamed. We want them to know that we love you, but you love us even the more. So God, we want to spread the message of love throughout the land. There's somebody who is standing in need of real love will reach out and receive the gift, that gift of Jesus Christ, that gift of salvation. Bless Miss Kimmy Kim, the awesome producer of this podcast and many podcasters under the umbrella of Elation Magazine and Elation Radio. So we thank the Lord for you, woman of the Most High God. It is January, and I'm elated. I'm excited. And I thank you, Lord God, for another year. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. So this has been a very interesting week, and I'll tell you why. First of all, we celebrated this awesome man who would have made, I think, 90 or something like that, the late great Dr. Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, I never liked people to use two titles. For a long time, I didn't like Reverend Doctor. I didn't like that. I didn't like prophet as pastor or, you know, evangelist doctor or doctor evangelist, you know. But, you know, I believe like this. It may not sound right. You may not think so. But if they worked for it, if they earned it, yeah. If they want to string them all along, if they want to say prophet is priest, apostle, hey, if that's what floats their boat, hey, float on. I'm not trying to take anything from anybody, but when you think about the late, great Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King and the order in which they put his name, he was Reverend first, right? Look at that. Doing the spiritual thing first and then moving on to whatever other titles that's not necessarily biblical titles, but still he earned that right. But all these years later, we're still laying wreaths. We're still having marches. We're still having rallies. Speaking of which, I got to check on that dinner. There's a dinner every year we do. There's this big community dinner that's always very nice, they tell me. But the last time I went, it was awesome, which was last year around this time. We're still doing all that because his life missed something, as all of our lives do. But he cared so much that he had to end up paying with his life because he would not stop the message. He would not stop being persistent. He would not stop shouting from the housetops, from the rooftops, you know, that there is a better way. And we all deserve equality. We all deserve freedom. But there's a better way. Let's get to that better way. Let's show people how they can be free. I have a dream that little black boys, little white girls, they will walk hand in hand. He said, I have a dream, okay? And it wasn't like he went to sleep one night and had just a regular dream. No, he had a dream that was going to be a living dream. And even after his mortal body has passed away, that dream is still a living dream. We are still marching for the freedoms that we all deserve. We're still marching for the opportunities we all deserve. So hats off to the late great Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King because he paid the ultimate price. Many of us say that we're standing for things sometimes, but it gets a little rough on that journey. It does. Whenever you're trying to make a positive change or an impact in any way, it gets a little rough. And then sometimes you got to sit it out for a while. You got to take a break. You got to get off the trail. Not knocking you. It's life. It's human life. It's reality. But in the case of the late, great Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, he, you know, he pressed on against the odds, you know. Even when his body was telling him he didn't feel like it, or when he felt like he wanted to do something else, like just watch a football game, or he wanted to do something else, like maybe just lay in the bed late one day or whatever. He probably did those things as well. But he never lost sight of the goal. And that's one of the things that's missing in our society today. We don't know how to do the long suffering for the sake of reaching the goal. And we've got to sometimes just hang on in there, tie it up, as they say, and hang on and stay focused on the goal. And if we stay focused on the goal, we will get the reward that we're looking for that's right there at the goal. So, you know, when you're playing football, which I knew a little bit something of back in the day when I was a pep squad, you know, it was like a couple of decades back. All right, more than a couple. But anyway, I don't know a whole lot about the game today because I really don't watch it. But I do know that once they kick that field goal, hey, they start getting some more points. All right? And once they grab that ball and run to the to their touchdown lane, hey, they get some more points. So saying all that to say, once you stay focused and reach that goal, there is some blessings. There are some points, or whatever the case may be. And Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, he did that. He stayed the course, and he stayed focused on the goal. So hats off to the King family. And then to Martin Luther King the Third, to his wonderful daughter, hats off to them and great work. And then, of course, we don't want to leave out the late Coretta Scott King. She stayed the course, too, and she continued to do work in the community. She continued to do that. So hats off to that family and all the families. He couldn't do it alone. Because the word team has no I in it. He had a team of strong first-line defenders, second-line defenders, third-line defenders. And then he had everybody else who wanted to touch and agree, who wanted to be in tandem. So hats off to all those people who relatives, you know, was a part of such a great movement, whether it was your dad, whether it was your grandfather, your uncle, your brother, your sister, whatever. Hats off to all of those people who made a positive impact. So that was our celebration on Monday. And, of course, all week long, there are celebrations going on all over to remember of the late, great Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. You celebrate it in your way. Somebody else may celebrate it another way. I didn't celebrate it really, but I did watch some videos because it was so very cold here on Monday, and that's straight across, I think, the board, and under the weather at the same time. So I couldn't go out there and take part in our second line. We second line for everything down here. So it was the second line. What sets, I may say, you know, we dance with the umbrella and the handkerchief and, you know, got that little strut thing going on. All right, second line. There was also a parade. We even graduated now to a parade. There was one over here on the west side where I live and then on the east side. And it was good weather. That was Sunday. I didn't know about that because I had been a little under the weather since Saturday. I wasn't catching the news and all that. So, therefore, I missed that as well, but I did see a little snippet of on the tube, and that was wonderful that they celebrated this great man in such a way. Then on Tuesday, here I come, my birthday. It would have been a great celebration, except I was still under the weather, and except it was very cold. So it wasn't a great celebration, but I'm the kind of human that celebrate my moments. So I had beautiful moments on my day. I had beautiful moments. I mean, I get this little thrill, this little joy out of the tiniest little things that happen. I'm like, oh, my goodness, I like that. That looks good there. Oh, that cleaned up so well when I wiped that down or I scrubbed that. Or I might say, wow, I like this video. This is a nice video. Oh, this is a great movie. Let me pop some popcorn. Just me, myself, and I. So that's the kind of celebration that I had, just me, myself, and I. And then I got a knock at the door, and one of my beautiful children had sent me some roses and a birthday cake because, you know, she couldn't be here with me, so she sent that. I thought that was awesome. So, you know, there's all kinds of ways you can do things. I know in my immaturity, let's just go back some years, a couple of decades back, I would have cried. I would have said, nobody here to celebrate my birthday. I would have cried, not a whined, not a felt depressed. But thank God for growth. Thank God for maturity. It just wasn't that kind of situation because in my mind, I'm saying, well, if life lasts, I can go out there and celebrate it however I want to. I can do what I want tomorrow, the day after that, if life lasts. So, you know, it was just a quiet evening, but it was filled with moments of joy. I enjoyed them. I really, really did. So I want to give a shout-out to my wonderful daughter, Miss Kiki. Miss Kalila is her name. And thank you, daughter. Thank you, daughter. So that was a very interesting week for me. We had already been off from work on Saturday and then on Sunday and then on Monday, MLK Day. And then on my birthday, I didn't have to go to work, be aggravated by a bunch of kids. So I was at home, and that was a four-day weekend. Or was it five? Saturday, Sunday, Monday, a four-day weekend. How about that? My God, did I enjoy that time. I did. And so I was able to return Wednesday. I was fresh. I was ready. And this was wonderful. I enjoyed it to the fullest. So I give God all praise, all glory, and all honor. And as I said on my prayer call on Monday, I said, I pray that I didn't have to work on my birthday. And look how the Lord worked that out. Look how the Lord worked out. They say, well, you could have taken a day off. Yes, I could have, but I was smack dab in the middle of a school project, and I could not take off because all hands needed to be on deck. So it was bigger than me, and the Lord God, my sweet Redeemer, Savior, Creator, he found a way. I don't say found. He made a way, and I did not have to work on my birthday. And I did not seem like I didn't want to finish the project because it was out of my hands. So God be the glory. And I said, I could still get a prayer through. So I celebrate that. But also because God looked beyond my faults and he sees my wants, my needs, and my desires. And not only that, not only does he meet my needs, but many times he gives me the desires of my heart. And I'm just excited about that. So like I said, I'm that person that gets excited about the little things. I just get excited about it. Like, wow, this is awesome. Not that I don't believe God can do it, but not that I believe God cannot do it. It's just that I'm grateful that he did it for me. That's how I look at it. So there you go. That's what's up. What else is happening in the month of January? You know, our church anniversary is this month. My church that I attend is 87 years old, 87 years strong. And we're celebrating it on this coming Sunday. Yours truly is the chairperson, and I'm excited about this opportunity, this assignment. Again, let's go back a few decades, a couple of decades or so. If you'd have asked me to do this assignment, I'd have gone, no, I can't do that. Oh, no, I can't pull that off. I can't. Mm-mm. But it's amazing how God changes you when you want to be changed, when you stay at his feet. This was a piece of cake for me. I did not struggle. I did not even stutter whether it was going to be mine or not, and it all worked out so well. I just delegated what I needed. We went over it, got it together, and I tell you, it has been a beautiful journey. So the journey comes to a close on Sunday when we actually put everything into fruition and just see how it rolls out. Will it be perfect? Maybe not. But will it be good? Yes. Will it be spiritual? Uh-huh. And will it be fulfilling? So we give it all to God. To God be the glory. So good people, just learn how to enjoy your moments. It makes life so much more for you. It makes it more fulfilling. It makes it just that much easier on you. And just don't sweat the small stuff. A lot of things are small items in your life. You don't have to sweat it all. You know, don't sweat it. Don't sweat it. My sweat comes from, are my kids okay? Are they struggling? Is everything, you know, working out for them? So I say, okay, God, I can't worry about it, but what I'm going to do is put them in your hands. Put them in your hands, and just I know that you're going to work it out for their. So I give God the praise for that and for you, and I give God the praise for that and for you. I'm going to sign off a little bit early tonight. I got another call that's bumping this one concerning Church Anniversary Sunday. So I'm going to sign on off, but I do pray that God continues to bless you. And if any of you that's listening sent me a happy birthday on social media, or you sent me something in any other kind of form, fashion, or style, I thank you from the depths of my heart. My bishop would always say, people don't have to be nice to you. And that is so true. But I'm elated when they are. I am seriously elated when they are. So to all of you, wherever you are, thank you, thank you, thank you. Please continue to lift me in prayer. God has yet a whole lot of work for me to do, and I'm ready. It's game time. And here I am, Lord, send me. I'm Loretta Petit. This has been the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life, the Ministry to Marketplace. I pray you have been inspired, that you have been encouraged. Wherever you are, let the Lord use you and enjoy your moments of the journey along the way. Thank you, Kim and Kim, once more and again. And until next time, everyone, may God bless you and may God keep you. This is my prayer. Bye-bye. Yeah.